favor of the motion? We approved. Okay, next case, please.
The next application is 11,782. Richard and Phyllis Carmine seek a special use exception to retain a manufactured home-type structure for a security office. Sections 115-80A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Tressum Pond Road and Old Stage Road. The 911 address is 11450 Tressum Pond Road, Laurel. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 332, Map 2, Parcel 82. Again, they're looking for a special use exception for a manufactured home-type structure as an office. Received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard Carmine, 33292, Gordon Rosemont, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm applying for the special use exception for the third or fourth time. This house has been there for over 30 years for security. And the question is, for is it being adversely affect the neighborhood? The house is really better maintained than anything else in the neighborhood that's close by. Been there for over 30 years and never had a complaint. It's my son lives there, and we use it strictly for security. There's been several businesses on Tressum Pond Road. In fact, in the last 2 months, it's been broke into. So it's imperative we have security. We keep a large amount of copper wire and other valuable shop tools and. So that's
right. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Carmine, which building is it on your survey? Is it building number 4 or 5?
Eight.
On the survey, it would be building number
eight.
Okay.
So it's not directly along the county road, Old Stage Road.
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually off of Tressum Pond Road.
Okay. And is it a mobile?
It's a double, a modular home, two-piece home. Yes.
And is there any other? Mobile type structures like that along that road, Tressum Pond?
This is on the south side of Tressum Pond Road. There's some regular trailers and a couple double wides on the north side of the road. Everything on the south side is commercial property for 9 acres. And then we have the farmland past that. So.
Is there a trailer park down the road?
There is, yeah. On down east, on approximately a quarter of a mile, there's a trailer park on the north side of that road, Tressum Pond Road.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rickard?
Is that your trailer there that you presented?
It is.
Okay, one with the American flag.
That's it. Yes.
The main question when you need a special use exception is, Will it substantially and adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
No, because like I say the house is actually better kept by far than anything close to it. We take great pride and we keep everything very neat. And, like I say, I've never had a complaint. I've been there 44 years. I've never had a complaint. God knows.
Okay, so your answer is no, it won't affect.
Right? It will not. No.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mr. Mills?
Mr. Mr. Carmine, you just recently replaced this structure, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a regular mobile home there for years.
Right.
And we replaced it 5 years ago.
Oh, was it 5 years?
5 years ago.
Okay, yes. I didn't realize it had been that long. Yeah. I knew you'd been here.
Yeah.
In 5 years.
5 years flies.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, I was thinking it was just a couple of years ago that you were before.
I know, it seems like it, especially when you're paying $400 to redo it every 5 years.
Right.
It would be nice if you didn't have to do that.
But. In the last 30 years, it hasn't been $400 every time.
Yeah.
It's been less.
Yeah.
Okay. No other questions.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Just a moment, sir.
Mr. Carmine, hold on.
Just a moment. Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I have no questions, thank you.
Okay. Excuse me, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that in all the years that it has been there, it has not substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. If you didn't hear any testimony to the contrary, I make a motion that we approve case number 11782 for a period of 5 years.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11782 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reason that been previously stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11782 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Next.